Hey, all you Josh junkies out there. Welcome to another episode of Just Josh and with Josh Gentry, world's most fascinating author podcast. If you're a longtime listener to the show, way back before it was even an author podcast, you might remember me being on location, not in the Just Josh and studios, but on location and recording an episode in Grants, New Mexico. That's where I'm coming to you from again. Had the whole experience with the Asian super buffet and all. Family trip this time. I will say that recently I've had really good luck riding in, you know, Airbnbs and this time a hotel. So that seemed to work for me. Note to self. Really good, really solid writing session this morning on the new project. About the new project. So it's interesting. I did an episode about how I learned something about writing a novel by writing my first novel. Shocking. And how I had to figure out that there had to be a larger kind of world conflict in order to fit in my character's conflict in that grander scheme of things in order to have a story that would propel along for like the length of a novel. Granted, it's a short novel, but so you would think I would apply that lesson to this new project, but I will, but I don't seem to reach the point where I sit down and start and figure that out at the beginning, which you might think might be more efficient, but I have more a string of beads on a thread at the moment. We'll see if they make a whole necklace, I guess. With this project, I'm setting out to set up a world in which I can write a lot, like maybe the rest of my life kind of thing. It would be a setting in which I can just do anything pretty much, but still have some sort of like tonal and flavor consistency that people could expect. And I've got a lot of great character ideas and I'm exploring a lot of those. And then it's getting those characters to bounce off each other and do it in a way that actually makes a story arc, right? And I have kind of this triptych going that when I get, and I'm in the middle of the third piece. And when I get done, it's not going to be book length, but it will have formed a little story arc of its own. So then I have some decisions to make. I could continue on this string of beads on a wire thing, in which they're all fairly short, kind of self-contained, but then loosely linked to the next one. I won't call it a linked short story collection because people don't like short story collections, so we don't want to call it that. Or I could decide that, you know, you often have a book that have kind of three distinct sections for a book, but all related to each other, of course. So I could go back and lengthen each of these three sections, beef them up so that together those three form a book-length piece. You could go all the way to the extreme of taking each one of these three pieces and making each one of them their own like novel, but I'm not going to go that far. I'm pretty sure I've already decided that. So when I finish this one, I'm really rolling well on the third piece. When I finish it, I'll have to decide which of the two. Do I beef these three up to make three solid sections of one book? Or am I going to continue on this more mosaic kind of pattern? Artistically, I kind of feel like the later, in terms of what actually would have people like more. Some people like that, but like a bigger audience. Probably the first one is generally more popular, so I'm trying to decide whether to take that into consideration or not. Or just go with what kind of feels right artistically. And then, you know, I may end up doing that and then at the end go, okay, that was fun, did that for myself, now how do I package it into something a little more commercial? And that's not a bad word, that just means into something more people, broadly popular, more people would actually enjoy, right? So, which would be a fair bit of work to go back and redo it at that point, but I think that's probably the road I'm on. So we'll see. Well, I like to keep these fairly short. I think I had something else I was going to talk about, but I don't remember what it was. Oh, the last couple of weeks, I have gotten good writing on the new project in. I haven't had any time to work on the Bad Penny audio. The last time I worked on it, though, I did make some real good progress. I almost have the first episode, aka chapter, processed, I think. It keeps being one more thing to take care of, though, so it's quite a journey doing the audio. It's very interesting. All right, well, if you have any questions, comments, random invective you'd like to send my way, you can send it to podcast@joshgentry.com. You can find me as Josh A. Gentry on, I think, both Instagram and X. I love feedback. I will often incorporate it, make a comment about it on the podcast here if I get it. So send it, man, send it. This has been another episode of Just Joshing with Josh Gentry, the podcast where I think, therefore I'm wrong, after which I podcast. Enjoy yourselves.